As the clock strikes midnight on December 31, 2024, many of us embrace the promise of a fresh start, a new year filled with endless possibilities. For me, the new year has always been about more than resolutions. It's about rediscovering the flavors, traditions, and stories that shape us as individuals and as a community. As a professional chef and proud native of Statesboro, Georgia, I've spent 14 years honing my craft in kitchens across the South. Yet, the true magic of food lies in its ability to connect us to our roots while encouraging us to explore new horizons. This year, I'm embarking on a journey to celebrate the unique culinary identity of southeastern Georgia, one dish at a time. Homegrown beginnings. Statesboro is a town rich with southern culinary heritage, from its farm-fresh produce to its beloved community recipes passed down through generations. My journey into the kitchen started here, where Thanksgiving and Easter were always my favorite holidays. The taste of my dad's collard greens and my mom's smothered turkey wings still lingers on my palate, reminding me that the best food is always made with heart. This year, I encourage you to reconnect with your roots. Take a trip to the local farmer's market or regional farmer's market, strike up a conversation with a vendor, and bring home something fresh and seasonal. From Vidalia onions to Georgia peaches, we're blessed with ingredients that inspire creativity and flavor. Chef Patrick White. A new year, a new twist. While honoring tradition is important, the new year is also a time to shake things up. For me, that means experimenting with global flavors while keeping southeastern Georgia's spirit at the core of every dish. Here's an idea. Why not elevate a classic southern staple like shrimp and grits with a hint of spice from Southeast Asia? Add a drizzle of Thai chili oil and a squeeze of lime to create a dish that's both familiar and exciting. Or try infusing your barbecue sauce with locally sourced honey and a touch of smoky chipotle for a fresh twist on a backyard favorite. Gathering around the table. In the South, food is more than sustenance, it's a way of bringing people together. Whether it's a family potluck, a church picnic, or a neighborhood fish fry, the table is where connections are forged and memories are made. As we move throughout 2025, let's make a commitment to embrace the joy of communal dining. Invite friends and family over for a lowcountry boil, host a cookout in your backyard, or organize a pie swap with your neighbors. There's no better way to start the year than by sharing a meal with the people you care about most. A recipe for the new year. To help you kick off your own culinary adventure, here's a recipe that combines tradition with innovation. Buttermilk fried chicken and southern cornbread waffle with an orange maple glaze. Serves. 6 cornbread waffle ingredients. 1¾ cups all-purpose flour. 1¼ cups yellow cornmeal. 1/2 cup honey. 1 tablespoon baking powder. 1 teaspoon granulated sugar. 1 teaspoon salt. 2 cups milk. 3 tablespoons oil, vegetable or canola oil. 2 large eggs. Preheat waffle iron. In a large bowl, combine the flour, cornmeal, baking powder, sugar, and salt. Add milk, oil, and eggs and stir until smooth, but don't overmix. Spray waffle iron with nonstick cooking spray. Pour batter onto hot waffle iron and bake in batches. Orange maple glaze ingredients. 1/2 orange sliced thin and quartered. 3 cups pure maple syrup. 1/2 stick melted butter. 1 teaspoon nutmeg. Combine all ingredients into the saucepan. Turn on medium to low heat. Cook until emulsified together and oranges are cooked. Buttermilk fried chicken breast ingredients. 2 pounds, 907 grams, thin chicken cutlets or boneless chicken breasts. 1¾ cups, 219 grams, all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon cayenne pepper. 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon dry mustard. 2 teaspoon dry sage, 2 teaspoon dry basil, 1 teaspoon dry thyme, 1 half teaspoon baking powder, 1 half teaspoon pepper, 3 cups buttermilk, vegetable or peanut oil for frying. How to make buttermilk fried chicken breast. Combine the chicken, 1 half salt, 1 half pepper, 1 half garlic, 1 half dried mustard, 1 half paprika, and 1 half sage together in a large bowl. Stir together to coat the chicken evenly. Pour in the buttermilk over the seasoned chicken and stir again until well coated. Refrigerate the chicken mixture in the marinade. Whisk the flour, baking powder, the rest of salt, garlic powder, paprika, basil, thyme, onion powder, and cayenne pepper together in a shallow dish. Transfer each piece of chicken from the marinade into the shallow dish one at a time. Make sure the chicken is coated completely. Fry the coated chicken in hot oil, being careful not to overcrowd the pan. Cook the chicken until it's entirely golden brown on all sides. Remove the fried chicken from the vegetable oil and transfer it to a wire rack to allow any excess oil to drain off it. Make the batter for the chicken. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, cayenne, garlic powder, salt, pepper, and beer. Mixture should be thick but pourable. Allow mixture to rest for 20 minutes. Have the chicken breast or pound it. If you're using a thick chicken breast, cut the breast in half and pound it to an even thickness. Heat the oil. Heat about 3/4 inch of oil in a heavy-bottomed skillet to 325 degrees Fahrenheit, 163 degrees Celsius. Fry the chicken. Dip chicken in beer batter mixture to fully coat and allow excess to drip off. Carefully place each battered piece into the skillet. Do not overcrowd the pan. Fry in batches if necessary. Fry for 12 to 15 minutes, turning once until chicken is cooked through. Allow to drain on a paper towel lined plate or a cooling rack over a baking sheet. Try a new recipe in the new year. Tips for success. Don't overcrowd the skillet. Fry chicken in batches, if necessary, so it doesn't bring down the heat of the oil and cause the batter to not crisp up. You don't want soggy fried chicken. Make sure the chicken is uniform in size and shape. This helps the chicken cook evenly. Use a candy or deep frying thermometer for accuracy. Clipping a candy or deep frying thermometer to the side of your skillet will allow you to keep an eye on the temperature of the oil and adjust as you cook. Cheers to a delicious 2025. As we step into a new year, let's embrace the opportunity to grow, experiment, and celebrate the flavors that make Southeastern Georgia so special. Here's to a year of good food, great company, and plenty of new beginnings. Bon appetit, Statesboro.